are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
And we are back. Thank you all for tuning in to the Dr. Dahlia Show. But even a bigger thank you for sending all the good vibes for my little kitty cat. Yes, I'm sure you all heard yesterday my little kitty cat actually just dying right in front of us, losing weight, vomiting, diarrhea, very smelly farts, just a very, very sick kitty cat. And his brother had died at age 3 of renal failure. So when my little kitty cat started to look just as bad as his brother, Shake and Bake, Bake had passed. I was like, oh, Shaky Boo, my little baby Shaky Boo, we got to take you in. Of course, you all gave us good vibes, good prayers. And he's not in renal failure. He has some sort of inflammatory bowel condition. And the doctor said that's why his farts are so smelly. Now, I don't care about the smelly farts. I mean, you know, this is the Wax household, right? That's just what we do. Okay, I just, you know, figured he would just get that by association. But, you know, so now we just got to figure out what's going on with this colon. You know, honestly, yeah. You know, cats have colons, too. Dr. Dahlia, really, you couldn't figure out what was wrong with your cat? Well, I knew there was something wrong with my cat, but no, I'm not going to be diagnosing my cat. I'm not a veterinarian. I, you know, threw a couple $100 into the, you know, into the ring and, you know, took him to the vet. Luckily, it didn't cost more. I mean, honestly, many of us would mortgage our house for animals. The only problem is you know, already our houses are already mortgaged to the gill. So I don't know what I could hawk. Really don't have much. Maybe part of my studio, I could, you know, hawk the microphone or something. But so far, so good. I will be getting check-ins on my little baby. But thank you guys. Thank you guys. So I think my baby's going to do fine. All right. So good. Happy day. Happy, happy day. Got a lot to talk about. Apparently, you know, this news about Ambien isn't going away. Remember a couple days ago, we talked about how these sleeping medications could be linked to cancer, early death. Well, apparently there's a lawsuit now being put forth towards Sanofi, who makes Sanofi Venice, who makes Ambien, actually spearheaded by a good friend of mine. He called me up today. Robert Murdoch is actually the lawyer spearheading this. Saying, Dahlia, there was an executive at the Hard Rock Hotel in Las Vegas who had actually committed suicide, and he had taken Ambien, and not really Ambien for that long. So apparently Ambien may also be linked to suicide risk. So we'll talk about that lawsuit, what that means for you, me. Is Ambien going to later be taken off the market? And if you are addicted to Ambien, I know many of you, and I hate to use the word addicted, but you do not go to bed without a sleeping aid. I know that. I know many of you don't, especially since the Dr. Dahlia Show is so exciting that it doesn't put you to sleep. We need to talk. What's going to be the plan? Okay, what is going to be the plan? Also, looks like Disney World has decided to launch a new ride. The only problem is this new ride takes it upon itself to teach about childhood obesity, that by the time these obese kids go through the ride, they're crying. So we need to talk about that. More news about HPV and throat cancer. We need to talk about that. Also, it looks like vitamin A can help prevent melanoma, which is always a good thing because many of us are scared to death of melanoma, especially since we heard that mom passed it down to her infant, her fetus. So as you can see, very, very busy day. A lot to talk about on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but I want to hear from you. That's my job. My job is to answer your medical questions. Any concerns you have, any comments you want to make on what's going on currently in the news, that's what I'm here for. So please call in 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, or 1-877-362-3254. Of course, you can email me. You can email me on my website, Dr. Dahlia. Follow me on Twitter. And follow me on Facebook. Okay, so what is going on here? You're supposed to be checking in every time you use condoms. Did you know we missed National Condom Week? I guess National Condom Week was February 14th to February 21. Nobody told me it was National Condom Week. You know how much fun that would have been? Man, my opening monologue could have been a hell of a lot better than my cat with inflammatory bowel disease and smelly farts. Anyway, I guess Planned Parenthood has introduced a QR-coded condom. that I guess you can share on your, I guess you could scan on your smartphone. There are 55,000 condoms that were distributed, right, in the Northwest by Planned Parenthood throughout Western Washington. The condom packaging could take QR codes, barcodes that can be scanned by smartphones, which direct users to a mobile website. And then what it does is it allows people who are using the condom to check in. And it takes you to wheredidyouwearit.com. It's a geolocation service website that allows users to check in their safe sex activity. Personally, I don't really care where you're having sex. I don't want to know. But I guess they thought this was a good gimmick. Yeah, I understand. You know, most people have no idea how to get STDs. Most people don't want to purchase condoms. Yeah, I looked at the prices. You know, I guess a 36-pack of Trojan Large is almost $10 at Walmart. You know, including tax. So I guess if you're on a limited income, now that's a good deal because I saw a 3-pack for $3. So, you know, in some cases it's a dollar a condom. And if you go through five a night, I can see how that could be pretty expensive. That's $25 or $35 a week. But, you know, if you got a 36-pack at Walmart, Ryan, 36-pack for $10, you know, you're doing better, and I'm sure you guys can find a coupon. Well, anyway, so they gave out these condoms. People using them decide to check. I guess they scan. No, you don't scan them while you're wearing them. I guess you scan the package. Anyway, according to Planned Parenthood, they say 1 in 2 sexually active persons will get a sexually transmitted disease by age 25. And, you know, with HPV in the news and HPV causing cancer, I would say that number is probably even higher. You know, I saw a number where 80% of people have HPV, whether it's in their mouth, on their body. That's a lot. A lot. And I just don't think people have a clue. I think right now people think that you're supposed to sleep with each other. It's just something you're supposed to do. You don't wait till you're married. You know, you have multiple partners, and then you boast about it on Facebook, and then it looks like you put it on this website. And then you go on with your life. But that's how we're spreading diseases. Okay, don't go away. We've got a lot to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
sure, there are winter specials. And then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like elderberry power, oregacillin, olive leaf capsules, grapefruit seed extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes, whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1-year plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, for many of you that are not really familiar with Las Vegas, we have phenomenal hotels here. It's a great place to visit. In fact, many of us in Las Vegas, as a vacation, will do something called a staycation, where we'll go to a hotel in Las Vegas and hang out by the pool and in the hotel. I mean, it's just, it's like a little trip away. Get to eat at a great restaurant, see a show, and it's cheaper than traveling anywhere else. We save on gas, we save on flights, and we have a really good time. Well, one of my favorite hotels is the Hard Rock Hotel. And the Hard Rock Hotel that we have out here made news back in March 2010 because one of the executives, Randy Kwasniewski, and I hope I'm pronouncing that right, had committed suicide. And we were really shocked, you know, by this news. We're like, was anything wrong? I mean, we didn't know much about him. And there wasn't a lot of news and a lot of publicity about it. Well, I didn't hear much. Unfortunately, the news story got lost, over the past year or so until the lawyer, Robert Murdoch, called me up today saying, you know, I'm not sure if you heard of the paper, but the family wants to sue and has hired us to sue Santa Fe of Venice because Ambien possibly had the potential to cause his suicide. And, I mean, that just kind of blew me out of the water. I mean, Ambien has been used as a medication for sleeping for, it came out in 19... 97, 98, if I could remember. I remember I was in training, and they came out with this medication, and it was supposed to be the Viagra of sleeping medications. I mean, it was actually liked even more than that by many people who couldn't take the benzodiazepines. In fact, people who were pregnant could take Ambien, or if you were breastfeeding, you could take Ambien. I mean, this medicine was considered safe. And very safe. And I mean, many people, if you have not listened to the news over the past couple days, if you're just coming back from vacation, because you didn't do a staycation, but you're coming back from vacation, you're going to be, what is Dr. Dahlia talking about? What is she, what, Ambien, what? So what's going on here? Why is there all this publicity? Now, when I posted this story earlier today, I've gotten emails, you know, left and right going, really? Really, Dr. Dahlia, they're suing Ambien for suicide? Do you see anything wrong with that? You know, I mean, you all know how I feel about lawsuits. You know, I mean, wherever people can get the money, they can get the money. You know, however, if this does shed light, okay, on a possible association with suicide risk with the medication, then, there may be a silver lining to this. Now, I mean, realize families get mad. Okay, you know, I mean, not many families will sue somebody if there's a suicide. You know, wrongful death suits you hear a lot of. You know, if let's say they think the surgeon messed up or they think the family doc missed something. Lawsuits are aplenty. You don't really see a lot of lawsuits over a suicide case. You don't. Okay. And the reason why is many people that have family members that do commit suicide, they'll say, you know what, I saw the signs. Yeah, I mean, he's been depressed. He's been, I'm sure we saw it coming. We just didn't realize it would happen. You know, so my assumption with this story is the family was really, really shocked. Now, if that's the case, and the, Randy Kwasniewski, I hope I'm really not pronouncing that incorrectly. And again, may he rest in peace with this. If, he had absolutely no signs of depression and the family was like, what is going on? Did he take something that could have changed his mental status? Then I could see where there could be blame. All right. Now, of course, I don't have any details. Did he drink alcohol? Is this similar to a Whitney Houston issue? No, we don't know. We don't have any details yet. All we know is the company Sanofi of Venice that makes Ambien is getting sued. Okay. And of course, you know, defendants are like, look, well, he knew there were risks. Well, really? Really? Are suicide risks on the Ambien package insert? I don't know. Have you ever seen these package inserts on these drugs? The font is really tiny. It's that really crinkly piece of paper. It doesn't sound like this. Okay, it doesn't sound like that. That's a thick piece of paper. It's a very little crinkly, little baby, kind of like a receipt, little baby piece of paper. And honestly, you know, as a doctor, I wouldn't be shocked if it was listed there, to be honest, because any of these hypnotics, any of these medications that, you know, cause you to go to sleep, that deal with your central nervous system, I am sure have the propensity to cause hallucinations, to cause weird dreams, to cause suicidal thoughts. I wouldn't be surprised. Now, do we as doctors always urge you to, make sure you seek medical care or look for these symptoms? No, with Ambien, we usually say, here, have a good night's sleep. Don't mix it with alcohol. Follow up, and if it isn't in the package insert, then it has to be. All right. But, you know, how do they test for this? They're going to probably have to look at who possibly ever had a suicidal thought or, you know, I guess committed suicide. And if they took Ambien, they'd have to go back retrospectively. But also that could open up a whole can of worms because families could say, wait a second, hold on a second. Really, really, really? There's a lawsuit we could jump on? My nephew committed suicide and he took Ambien. I mean, here's the thing, guys. When we talked a couple days ago about these medications like these benzodiazepines, Ambien, Lunesta, et cetera, Benadryl, possibly causing cancer and early death and how they figure that out. I mean, everybody take a look at your house. I would probably say 75 to 80% of you have one of those medications in your house, a Valium or a Xanax or a Klonopin or an Ambien or, a Benadryl. I mean, maybe more. We have Tylenol PM. I got Tylenol PM sitting on my, now I don't like to take it because it really makes me drowsy the next day, which was an advantage of Ambien. Ambien, you don't get drowsy. You know, it works quick. You get up quick. But Tylenol PM, the Benadryl is pretty sedating. I don't do as well. It also kind of dries your mouth out. But I got to tell you, it helps with headaches. And but yeah, absolutely, I have Tylenol PM in my house. I do. You know, so if they're looking at, well, you know, people that take these medicines are, you know, more likely to have death. Well, if you look at anybody who died and then you look at what medications are in their house and you're looking at, you know, what's sitting on their dresser. Well, yeah, I am pretty sure that many of them already have these medications. So that study that came out a couple days ago saying early death with these medicines, again, I'm still not, you know, completely sold. But this whole suicide thing now is freaking people out, you know. Does it cause aggressive behavior? Does it cause confusion, agitation, hallucinations, worsening depression? Does it? Does it? Now, if that's the case, we need to really revamp what we're doing with these medications. Okay? Now, you know, I hate it how whenever somebody dies in the media or in, Hollywood, like Whitney Houston, it kind of brings all this coming forth, you know, where we finally talk about it. And I think we need to talk about it now. I know many of you are addicted to sleeping medicines, whether they're benzodiazepines or these, Ambien, Lunesta, et cetera. I know you are, because you come and see me and go, my doctor won't write it anymore. Or, you know, I'm nervous because I take these medicines, but I can't sleep. Now, I see a lot of people that need these medicines because, again, I practice in Las Vegas, Nevada. Well, Las Vegas is a 24-hour town. So when my patients have to get up, you know, for work at, let's say 10:30 at night, and then they have to go to bed at 7 in the morning after their shift, you know, yes, they're going to need some medication because the Las Vegas sun comes into the house pretty bright. And I'm going to tell you, these blackout curtains, they really don't do what they need to. I mean, your body knows it's daylight. So we have a lot of shift workers taking these medications. You also have a lot of people that are trying to get off the benzodiazepines. So they take the Ambiens. You know, they don't want to be on controlled substances. Sometimes you can't get a job if you have Xanax or Valium in your system. Yet if you take Ambien, you're okay. So there's a lot of and doctors have been, we've been very excited that these medications have been out there because we've been trying to get people off the Xanax, off the Klonopin, off the Whitney Houston drugs. We have been. And it's a shame that many of these stars that take these medications, we end up using them as a teaching point. Again, you know, Whitney Houston's death, a horrible tragedy. But again, she's just one of the millions of us that are on medications that she probably shouldn't have been. So we've been trying to take people off those medications, putting them on the Ambien, and now we're hearing Ambien could cause suicide. What do you do? Well, if you do require medication to sleep every single night, my recommendation would be maybe see a sleep specialist. Why? What is going on? What can you do naturally? Maybe you need to do sleep therapy. Maybe you need to have music going on in the background or tapes. Maybe you have to do some hypnotherapy, maybe acupuncture, maybe massage. Maybe you need to have a turkey sandwich. But honestly, I don't like the idea of anybody that has to force themselves to take a pill to get through something that should be a natural body process. You shouldn't have to take a pill to sleep every night. You will eventually go to sleep. After 3-4 days, you will go to sleep. The problem is we have jobs. We can't afford to miss a good night's sleep, so we pop the pill so we stay on cycle. We're going to talk about this more. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? ExtendoVite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and 4 other herbs, ExtendoVite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk, soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally, instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, do I think Ambien's going to be taken off the market? No, I don't. All right. But, yes, this could be the start of something like that happening. Okay, remember with Vioxx? When Vioxx had been, been given a bad rap with blood pressure rising and certain heart issues, you know, it went back and forth until finally the FDA decided to pull it. Well, just in the last, 2 to 3 days, Ambien's gotten hit and punched pretty hard with, what's been going on, publicity-wise. Possible suicide ideation, possible risk to cancer, early death, etc. Now, what are some natural things you could do? You know, I always get emails about yoga. Dr. Dahlia, what do you think about yoga? I think yoga's great. Yoga lowers blood pressure. Yoga helps you sleep. I got to be honest, somebody that's uptight like me, I'm probably not going to when I'm like, okay, I got to hit the sheets because I got to get up in 6 hours. I probably won't stop and do yoga. But you see how something like that could help. Okay, yoga makes you stop and do your stretches and do your breathing. Of course, it's very relaxing. But many of us, we jump into bed. You know, we yell at the kids, we get the kids into bed, then we go on the computer, we do our computer work, we finish doing what we're doing, we brush our teeth, you know, put our facial cream, do our whole little routine that we do before we go to bed, then we look at the clock going, oh, I gotta hurry, I gotta hurry, I gotta get to bed. People are hurrying to get to bed. I do. I do. My whole day is a rush. My getting to work, you know, getting to the station, doing, I always have something to do. Right? I never get to go to bed thinking I am done with my homework. I always have something to do. And then I have to stop what I'm doing to jump into bed. You all know what that feels like. Okay, wrong way to do things. Now, for me, what works for me is I take a hot shower. And one is the hot shower helps with the muscle. I've talked about this. You're like, oh, really, Dr. Dahlia? We've got to hear about you showering again. Yes, because that's what I do. Okay? I don't like taking pills. So I take a hot shower. But what's also nice about the hot shower is when, I don't know about you guys, when you take a shower, okay, but when I take a shower, I like to pretend, you know, I'm winning an Oscar, an Academy Award, right, or I like to pretend I'm singing at the Grammys, right, or it's, you know, me in the final two of American Idol, and so, you know, to me, the shower is an escape. You know, you have the shampoo bottle, and I'm singing a Clay Aiken song. And, you know, what's good about that is, again, it takes your mind off of everything you're doing. You know, oh, you know, I got the, you know, Fast for Kids gala. I need to make sure I get this done. I get this done. No, I don't think about that in the shower. All I do is think about my acceptance speech for the Oscar of me playing opposite Brad Pitt or Viggo Mortensen in Lord of the Rings 4. Right? And how the love scene won us the Oscar. I'm like, you know, thank you all. Thank you all. I thank my husband for being so supportive of, you know, allowing me to work, you know, with such a burly, masculine actor such as Viggo Mortensen. You know, and so and I'm probably, you know, divulging too much, but at least I'm not thinking about work. So for me, shower helps. Now, you'll go online and there'll be like all these natural remedies and people will say, go get valerian root, go get kava kava. Again, be careful. Be careful buying supplements because, again, you don't know what you're getting a lot of times with these supplements. But, yeah, valerian root helps, you know. They say magnesium and calcium help you sleep. I got to be honest, when I take my Tums at night for my calcium and to decrease reflux, I notice I sleep better. There is something to that. Calcium and magnesium may be worth a try. Now, also, maybe that's because when you are burping and having your reflux, it's hard to sleep. You guys have probably felt that, right? You lie down at night, you're trying to sleep, and then that's when you feel your heartburn. So you're burping, you're waking up, you're feeling food come up, you can't sleep. So sometimes taking your antacid seems to help that time of night. I guess they say wild lettuce is very calming and that actually helps restless leg syndrome because of some of its vitamins. That's kind of interesting. Now, I've been seeing wild lettuce supplements. I don't know if I want you taking pills. But if you get wild lettuce in your grocery store, that may be something you could do. You know, when I was talking about, you know, maybe having songs or music in the background, you know, aromatherapy helps, like lavender. Having, you know how some of these baby baths have lavender because it's supposed to put the baby to sleep? No. No, I mean, it didn't work with my kids. But for some people, it does. So have some, I know you guys, especially my truckers, like, really, Dr. Dahlia? No, I'm not going to have a lavender-filled pillow. Really, lavender? Look, okay, guys, I'm going to tell you something. Okay, you want to know a secret, guys? Men? Okay, you want to know a secret? Okay, I know. All right, being a doctor, I know. I know a lot of you guys like girly stuff. I know you do. And no. It is not challenging your masculinity. Okay. I see some of you. All right. I see some of you take a whiff of a candle, go, that's kind of nice. I know some of you men like soap, you know, and certain smells. I know some of you do. Look, you don't have to tell the babes. Okay. In fact, I'm going to clue you in a little secret. Okay. If the babes know that you actually dig some girly stuff, they may actually dig you back. So I know you don't have to be all burly and manly. I like sweat. You know, sweat puts me to sleep. All right, I got that. Yeah, very manly. Love the testosterone. But, you know, sometimes you just take some advice. Take some little girly advice. You should see my husband. First time he had an ingrown toenail, right? My husband, he's tough. He is tough. Football player build, linebacker build. You know, he's like I said, burly. manly man, you know, but then, you know, he's crying, right? He's not really crying, but toenail is ingrown. It's a little red, a little pussy, and it hurts. Okay, and he doesn't like anybody operating or touching his feet. He just doesn't, so he's not going to go to podiatrist. He's not going to let me do it. So I grab some Colgate toothpaste. And, of course, the toothpaste is in my little, you know, cosmetic drawer. I have a little cosmetic drawer, you know, so he had to actually sift through the nail polishes, and he had to sift through the eyeliners, right? And it was very difficult for him to go through the girly drawer. I get that. But then he got my special toothpaste. I have a special toothpaste in my little medicine cabinet, my little medicine cosmetic drawer. And he pulls out the Colgate toothpaste. I don't let the kids use the Colgate toothpaste. They can use whatever they want, but the Colgate toothpaste is for my ingrown toenails and for my patient, my family's ingrown toenails. So we peel, you know, over the skin. I put some Colgate toothpaste in there, send him on his way. He's like, oh, that kind of worked. That kind of worked. Then I made him put the tube back right, you know, in the right place next to the black nail polish and next to the silver nail polish with the little sprinklies and glitter. You know, no, careful. Got to put the glitter one where it's supposed to. Right? Hates it. But I got to tell you something. Oh, by the way, guys, you want to know another trick? You want to know another trick on how to keep the babes? Hold your girlfriend's purse. Honestly. Honestly. When my husband offers to hold my purse, I just think that is the coolest thing, because that means, no, he is not a wussy. That means he is so confident in his masculinity that he has no problem grabbing the purse for me as I'm, you know, shaking people's hands or saying hi or autographing or whatever, right? And not that I get a lot of that, but he will hold my purse for me and then he'll hand it to me. See, I don't need him opening doors. I can open my own doors. I don't need him pulling out my chair. I don't need him paying my tab. I don't need that. I don't need that. But when I see him grab my purse while he's wearing his suit, right? Okay, so guys, you could ask her. Now, of course, on the first date, you got to be careful because she'll think you're mugging him. But, you know, I'll say, let me grab this for you. What can I help? Just ask a woman, what can I do to help? She will love it. Okay. Anyway, back to sleep. Magnesium, calcium, massage, aromatherapy. Maybe listen to those. Well, we don't do tapes anymore. Now everything is CD and iPod, isn't it? Yeah, nobody listens to cassettes. I used to tell people get cassettes, but I am sure there are iPhone apps, and I mean, I really haven't looked into them because you got to buy them, and I don't want to buy them. You know, just something that just kind of helps you focus on a happy place and go to sleep. But you got to get off the meds, right? There is going to be a time where either we're going to lack access to health care, or these meds are going to be taken off the market. And what are you going to do? Yeah, melatonin helps too. All right, don't go away. We got more on the Dr. Dolly Show. Why is Disney making kids cry? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com. HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life, but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared paired with the reliable, affordable FloJack backup hand pump kit. Delivered to your door for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at flojack.com. Spelled FLOJAK.com. Be sure to spell FLOJAK.com or call 855-4-FLOJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FloJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
Listeners are discovering a simple way to earn money. We're talking quit your nowhere job and work from home type of money. IncomeAtHome19.com has come to us for listeners who want to work from home. Listen to this.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs and we're both at home full time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
Listeners, IncomeAtHome19.com is A-plus rated for their business ethics. They're affiliated with a multi-billion dollar company and they do business in over 75 countries. No selling soap, no pressure, no cold calling. They bring money-making opportunities to your computer, either full or part-time. If you're ready to make a change and start earning money from home, go to IncomeAtHome19.com now. They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit IncomeAtHome19.com. IncomeAtHome19.com. That's IncomeAtHome19.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so we said goodbye today to conservative blogger Andrew Breitbart. He died at age 43. I was on the Andy Dean show today before my show. Andy Dean, America Now, on XM, I believe 168. He's great. He is very, very good. If you ever want a good show to listen to before my show, listen to him. And I think Free Talk Live is also on before my show. Don't forget to listen to Alex Jones and Jason Lewis, Doug Stephen. I mean, we got really good people. Andy Dean doesn't work with Justice Communications Network. But he's a good guy through Premier. Anyway, I was asked, why would somebody die at age 43 of quote-unquote natural causes? Well, we think it's probably heart. We think it's heart-related. And I know people are going, really? But 43 is so young. It is very young. Yeah, 43 is very, very young. Now, remember, the media is going to say natural causes until they know what's happening. Okay, we don't know what's going on. It sounds like he was going through his daily routine, went outside for a walk. It doesn't sound like it was drugs. Doesn't sound like it was suicide. Doesn't sound like foul play. But right now, they tell us natural causes and want us to just shut up and do, you know, go about our business while they figure this out, just like they're still trying to figure out the Whitney Houston thing. And also, we're going to remember, when Whitney Houston died, that week, everybody wanted answers, you know, and they were really pushing on the coroner. And the coroner just wanted, wanted things to subside, let time go and subside, and then in a couple weeks, they're going to come up with it. Nobody wants to give an answer when things are very, very hot and, current. So right now they're saying natural causes. But, you know, keep in mind, remember, in the 70s, 60s, the 50s, et cetera, dying of a heart attack in your 40s was not rare. So we don't know. Did he have high cholesterol? Did he have prior heart problems? I guess I heard that Sean Hannity had said he might have had some prior heart problems. I don't know. I want to look into that more. So unfortunately, we don't know why he died. I'm assuming he did kind of live a type A life where, you know, you're busy, you're doing a 36-hour day, like many of us do, you know. And, it sounded like he was very busy, put the kids to bed, was on the computer, goes and exercises at night. You know, busy people a lot of times, you know, do shorten their life. But I do agree. I think 43 years old is way too young. Absolutely. So if we do find out more, I will keep you posted. Okay, vitamin A slashing melanoma risk in women. Now, this was very fascinating. Results show in this one study that if you took vitamin A, you were 60% less likely to develop melanoma over a six-year period. All right? They say people who hadn't taken the vitamin and weren't on it did not gain any protective effects. Well, of course, they found more of a protection to women than men. Now, why? What does vitamin A do? Well, we know it helps with eyes. We know it helps with a lot of bodily functions. We know it's in, you know, carrots, of course, and spinach, milk, liver, I guess, certain potatoes, eggs, etc. We know it helps with the bone. We know it helps with immune function, etc. But we also know there is vitamin A toxicity. You know, we don't want people overtaking it. So, you know, when I saw this, I was like, well, we got to be careful. Okay, you know, we don't want to take too much because there is vitamin A toxicity. And again, I don't know how it would protect against melanoma, you know, but it's still kind of an interesting study. We know melanoma causes almost 80,000 cases of melanoma cancer a year. All right, men and women equally affected. Men more so on their left arm, women on their right leg, right? You guys know about that? Because many men, if they're the drivers in the family, they have their arm, you know, sticking out of their truck. When I had my truck, I had my left arm poking out. I loved it. Nice left arm was nice and tan. Of course, women that sit on the right, you know, have their legs and their shorts or their skirts looking all pretty, right? Sun comes in, usually hits the right leg. And I tell my husband, I go, whenever we're driving to L.A., I go, you know, let's switch it up a little bit. You know, because, again, the sun is always hitting my side. And it's funny, it doesn't hit the arm as much as it hits the leg. Why? Maybe because women don't stick their elbow out. But when I drove my truck, my elbow was out. I just had to have my elbow out. I just did, you know. Okay, anyway, so the recommended daily amount of vitamin A is 700 micrograms for adult women, 900 micrograms for men. They do not want you taking more than 2,800 because that could be toxic. So if you want, maybe go check out your vitamins. You know, many of your multivitamins already have vitamin A. Take a little peek. See if your 700 micrograms is there. Okay? And we'll see where this goes. I mean, look, you know, today's kind of turning out a little bit more of a happy show. I like productive things. I don't like to hear articles saying we're all going to die. Especially right, that asteroid the other day. Really? I don't want to hear that an asteroid could hit the Earth in 2040. Don't be telling me that. Okay, now I'll tell you who's not happy are some of these kids going through Disney World and looking at this Disney ride. Now, what is this here? I'm kind of trying to figure this out. There's a new ride that I guess was opened unofficially. It was a soft opening, they said, called Habit Heroes. And I guess what it is, okay, now I haven't actually seen the videos, but I'm seeing pictures where they have, I guess, evil people that are fat, and then you have, I guess, the skinny people. And I guess what it's trying to do is it's some sort of a ride or some sort of one of these interactive type rides that they have such that you come out of it going, okay, great, great. So the winners were the people that were skinny and the heavy ones. Like, I guess there's a character Lead Bottom or something like that. Okay, again, I don't have all the data, but what I am looking at with these Habit Heroes is I could see how a child who is overweight could actually come out of this pretty upset. Okay? Now, we've all seen chubby kids. And many of these chubby kids are chubby since the beginning. Okay? Some of them, the mom and dad have the same body build. And it's that genetic body build. You know, I mean, in my family, we women look like weevils. We always have. We look like weevils. You know? Got a nice round bottom. You know, if we fall, we roll. Right? Weevils never fall. What's the song? I forgot the weevil song. Anyway. I mean, you know, we have pretty diagnostic body shapes. Yes. You know, at my skinniest, I still had more of a tushy than I would have liked. You know, sometimes the body build is there. I was never a fat kid, but I was never the skinniest kid in the class by any means. You know, I was a little bit more curvy. I was wearing a training bra by, you know, kindergarten. So, you know, I mean, sometimes it is genetic, and you'll have these kids that they just don't understand why they don't look like the other kids. Well, these kids need to learn that you can't be eating junk food. Not all obese kids eat junk food, okay? We're kind of having something very similar where one of my kids can eat anything and he's skinny. The other kid hardly eats anything and he's overweight, all right? You can't browbeat him, and you can't, at the happiest place on earth, right? Isn't Disney supposed to be the happiest place on earth? Browbeat them, okay? We go to Disneyland to escape. Okay, I'm not going to want a menopause ride. I'm not going to want a hemorrhoid ride, right? No, I'm not going to want that. I'm going to want to go to Disney to escape. I don't think Disney has to take it upon themselves to browbeat kids on nutrition. I understand Michelle Obama has taken that upon herself, and she can. She's the first lady. She has every right to. But honestly, I mean, you know, where does it kind of stop? All right, a lot of these kids, they don't understand metabolism. They don't understand ATP. They don't understand the difference between brown fat and white fat. They don't understand the idea of fat distribution and pear-shaped bodies and apple-shaped bodies. All they know is they play, they eat what mom and dad give them. You know, they want to taste something, they eat it, and they play video games. Yes, they need to learn that they have to make good choices, but mom and dad probably need a smack upside the head if they have the crap in the food that the kids are, the crap in the house that the kids are eating. So, you know, having a kid, you know, have to sit through a ride that makes them feel uncomfortable. And also remember, you know, some of these kids, the ride, it makes it look like the figure is, you know, 400 pounds or whatever. Okay, you know, some kids that are 5 or 10 pounds overweight think that's how they look. We don't need that right now. We don't. Okay, nutrition needs to be taught at home. Nutrition needs to be taught at school. Okay? No, not Disney. Disney, as far as I'm concerned, is an escape. Okay, I'm not going to let you all escape. We still got a couple hours more to go on the Dr. Dahlia Show. So if I didn't get to everything, stay on board. If you missed anything, go to the Dr. Dahlia website, because you can get all my shows clicking the appropriate links. All right, I'll see you guys soon.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the benefits of supplementing with whey protein for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends protein shakes like the ones available through the Suzanne Division of Longevity.
Whey is ridiculously important. In fact, next to human mother's milk, whey protein is the most nutrient-dense food. The two major proteins in cow's milk, casein and whey. The whey part of milk contains growth factors and immune-stimulating factors, building the immune system. You're talking about cancer. The body has cancer fighters built into it. The body has molecules and entities that kill cancer. Those are part of the immune system.
To build and support your immune system, order the protein shakes from the Suzanne Division of Longevity, available in chocolate and vanilla. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebib.com. That's brightsidebib.com. Order today.